Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
This is Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Around my neck, I'm taking my freedom.
yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
When I think about my routine each morning, I'm usually giving myself a wake-up pep talk. I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm with Nicole Marie, my incredible, I call world famous co-host. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning, Carrie. Yeah.
Now, I don't know about you, but when I wake up each day here in Brooklyn, New York, and I know you're down in Water Valley, Mississippi, this is something I do every day, which is called like a, it's kind of like an inspirational type words, or I think you called it a morning, like an affirmation.
Affirmation. Yes.
Yeah. Do you do something like that, too? Do you give yourself, like, a pep talk when you get up in the morning?
I definitely do, Carrie. I, when I get up, I say a prayer, and I call it an affirmation self-talk, and I'm talking to myself to get myself going for the day, to pump myself up. Whatever it is I'm going to face today, I'm going to conquer it, and I'm talking to myself. I'm, you know, kind of boasting myself up for the day. And, yes, I do that every morning.
I love that. I really do. And you're the first – this is the first time I've had a guest on my my early morning kind of like private chats with that we do here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yes.
But, yeah, this is really great. I think it's important. I think – we always have to remind ourselves and others, you know, take some time. And usually before I get out of bed, I'm literally just lying still. And like you, I'm thinking, okay, what do I have to do this morning? What do I have to accomplish? And most times I feel very different, you know, whatever I've gone to bed with the night before in my mind is not weighing on me anymore in the morning. I've forgotten
right.
Whatever that feeling was. Isn't that something?
Right.
So you have a feeling of positivity that kind of takes
right.
Over your spirit and soul.
It's very important to have that quiet time.
Yeah.
To be able to focus and just think about, okay, what do I have going on for today? What do I need to focus on?
Exactly.
And then also it's so critical to encourage yourself. Sometimes I think we look to other people to pump us up and, yeah, rah, 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 but we have to do that for ourselves.
Well, I love it.
So very, very important.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I have to just say this is just the beginning of this, and that's what we're here for, the Hair Radio Morning Show, to remind you of just how beautiful you are. I say we put the you, in beautiful, and we're
exactly.
Real excited about that. So listen, stay with us. We've got a lot more on the way, and up next. Is the incredible Maggie Anderson. Stay with us.
Good morning, everybody. I am Cammy Love, Kid Entrepreneur, and I made a book about children's hygiene and hygiene in general and kids going to the hair salon. You should buy my book, and I encourage you to buy my book because it is inspiring to young child authors. And it is inspiring to young girls and young boys and
That's
young
right.
children.
That's 11-year-old author Cammy Love
and her book, Cammie's Spa Party. It's on sale today at Amazon. Pick up this amazing book for young minds, Cammie's Spa Party.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Me on the line. He's a new barber pretty much at the beginning of his career. His name is Darren Scott. Now, he's out in the Indianapolis area, I should say. It is my honor to welcome Mr. Darren Scott to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing just great there, and I want to kind of jump right on in. I want to tell the folks a little bit more. Now, are you in Indianapolis, Indiana, or are you in like one of the suburbs or something like that?
No, I am located in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay. All right. And I should say for the folks out there, you know, we have a lot of listeners out there who are in the Indy area. We broadcast out of Brooklyn, New York, so that's why I'm just kind of becoming more familiar with that. All right. So let's just say now you are a barber stylist, self-described barber stylist. Tell us a little bit about that. Why do you prefer the styling more, the barbering more, or both more, or how do you describe yourself?
I think barber stylist is for me the perfect explanation of what I do with my craft. So specifically, I combine the barbering aspect with the fades and the techniques, and I combine it with the styling aspects with sheer work and texturizing and just really learning the long lengths and textures down really well. So I combine the two, and my style is a little bit more unique than the typical barber out there. And I do women hair and color and relaxers and perms, so I kind of have to apply the female draw as well. So that's why I like to use barber stylist instead of just barber.
Now, I don't think we run across too many of the gentleman barbers out there who do both. Usually they tend to kind of gravitate, it seems to me, but, you know, I could be wrong, but that's the way it seems to me. So do you have a preference
Yeah, I definitely prefer.
Or should I say a leaning?
I definitely prefer men hair, fading, for example. But the challenges that come from women hair and trying to understand and figure those out really, I really enjoy those. You know, it's a different X factor in the field that it's just so helpful to know and understand how to do. And I really enjoy doing women hair just as much as I do fading, but I prefer the men conversation and the men interaction. So
a little bit. Okay. So I kind of like this because as you were talking, I was thinking, I said, well, hold it. Some shops, though, it's rare. It's hard. To me, it seems like it would be hard to find a shop where it kind of speaks to both male, you know, men and women at the same time. You know, because a lot of times the women don't feel so comfortable being around the guys, you know, the cutting hair, not so much the barbers, but sometimes the clients. So I think that's interesting, you know. So, you know, what do you say to something like that? Or, you know, you ever thought about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely think that it's a professionalism standpoint. At that point, really, when any client comes into the shop, you really have to really read them as much as you can, just so you don't offend anybody or say anything out of line or out of context. But I know my coworkers, they're super respectful. They're super professional. So anytime any of my clients come in, they all feel welcome and comfortable. So that's a blessing.
Well, I think it has a lot to do with what you reflect and your personality. And I can hear that and see that. So I think that's a big part of it. Listen, folks out there, if you have just tuned in, you are listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a new barber on the line with me today. He's out in the Indianapolis area. His name is Darren Scott. Darren, I want to kind of say, you know, I love your story because I was reading or doing some research and I see that you really, you are a very educated man. You know, you started out in a different area, so to speak, at least your field of study. So I want to talk a little bit about that. Can you tell us a little bit about your education background and then we'll bridge this over into your barbering career?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a bachelor's degree in criminal justice.
Amazing.
With a minor in, thank you, I appreciate that, and a minor in digital forensics. from Ball State University in Muncie.
Called it digital forensics? What is
yeah.
Okay. You've got to tell us what digital forensics is. what is digital forensics?
Basically, it's just a fancy word.
Oh, CSI. We get it. Is it CSI?
Yeah, that's pretty much the the simple terms, the CSI type of thing. Dealing with just online focus. You know, I took a lot of HTML classes and JavaScript classes for coding and things like that.
Awesome.
So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And it's funny because that you say that, because one of the big things that I wanted to talk about is, well, first, let's kind of go back a little bit. You're, because you have this amazing degree in, you know, in criminal justice and all of that, and you have, how did you transition over to making, you know, jumping over to the barbering, you know, career? And has that helped you, having that background, even though I know it's something totally different, has that played any part in your success in getting started as a barber?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Thank you.
So I'll jump from the beginning. When I was 15, I found out I had an older brother who I didn't know about. He had contacted me, found me on Facebook. We had a few conversations here and there. We finally met up and it was just, I never had a brother. So it was something something I really looked up to and admired and appreciated. And on the side, he was cutting hair. He'd been cutting hair since he was 15. So he'd been cutting hair for 15 years already. Cause at this time he's 30. And I looked up to him. I wanted to be just like him. So I kind of noticed, I started paying attention to techniques he was doing and just really appreciating the art of cutting hair. So I started, you know, practicing on myself, and I got the hang of it fairly quick. And my buddies started, yo, you know, can you give me a haircut, or you know, just the typical thing that most barbers go through.
Right, right.
And then I didn't start taking it seriously until I went to college. So I graduate high school, I go to college, and I bought my first pair of Andis Masters clippers going into college, and I kind of just took off from there. My first semester of college, I sat down and had a conversation with my parents. I told them I didn't want to be at school. I wanted to go to barber school.
And how did that conversation go?
Not well.
Okay.
Now they
yes.
They supported me in any decision I made, but ultimately it was up to me, and I decided to stay in school. And I'm glad I did. I stayed in school, and it just made me, in terms of socially, just blossom into the man I am, and made me be able to hold and maintain conversations with really any demographic, really anybody. So that helped me out tremendously. And then I graduated college, moved to Chicago. I worked law enforcement for a little bit.
Because you wanted to be a police officer, I heard. So
I was in the process. And, you know, I'd been hired, and I was going through all of that. Yeah, and when you know what you want to do with your life, you kind of know. Like, it's hard to deny it. So I was kind of having an internal battle this entire time. And where I was living at in Chicago, there was a Chukotchi University of Beauty Culture, like 5 minutes from where I lived, and I drove past it every day.
Wow.
It was kind of like taunting me. Like every time I was driving by, I was like, man, I wish I could go there.
Wow.
And I finally made the decision to quit the law enforcement path and enroll in barber school.
Because it's almost the antithesis of, you know, being an officer, so to speak. The hair and beauty industry, I think one would think. Wow.
Yeah.
That's,
yes.
amazing. Just an amazing story. Now, I still also want to go back to find out, so what did your brother think about you doing hair, you know, cutting hair and kind of following in his path?
I've had many conversations with him about this. I fully credit my brother for giving me the spark with hair. So he gave me the spark, and I've kind of just, I never stopped with it. I kept running with it. I kept developing my craft and continuing to educate myself in my field. And he's one of my biggest supporters. I cut his hair to this day, and he's proud
wow.
of me. He's super proud of me, so it's awesome.
Well, it's also nice that you have a brother that you had, you know, discovered later. I think that's just the whole story is amazing. So, you know, we're talking with Mr. Darren Scott. He's a barber out in Indianapolis, Indiana, just so that we get that on out there. And I have to say that we're really proud of all that you're doing. You're really getting off the ground. Sounds like you started kind of a lot further along than a lot of folks who have been doing barbering for a much longer time. You have a good head on you, you know, on your shoulders, as they say. So this is really
yeah.
cool. We're happy to talk with you. So now,
yeah,
what? Well, it's my pleasure. So we always have to ask everybody. We know that the first thing you know you want to have you know marketing. You put yourself out there and probably ultimately have a shop or something. Have those ideas crossed your mind?
Yeah. So I've always. As a kid, I always either wanted to be a cop or I wanted to be a teacher. So I actually want to go back to school within the next probably year or two and get my instructor's license so I can teach barbering. And that's the main goal I want to accomplish at the moment, but eventually – I would absolutely love to own my own establishment and just bring my vibe and my look, my outlook on just the beauty industry into an environment. And I'm super excited for all the opportunities that I'm going to have within the next few years.
Absolutely.
I'm definitely going to make those opportunities happen one way or another.
And I have to say, in kind of doing my own deep dive, as we do here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and I saw that you had somewhere, I came across that you had worked with kind of like at-risk youth, and it seemed
yeah.
like you lit up when you talked about it. So can you tell the listeners out there what you know, that experience was like and how you feel about that?
Yeah, so after I graduated college, I worked at a youth juvenile facility with more of a rehabilitative focus, and I worked there for about 3 months before I moved to Chicago, and it was unlike anything I've ever experienced. Just to listen to the kids, they ranged from like 7 or 8 to about 17. They all had different experiences. They were all at this facility for a different reason and a different purpose. Some were sex offenders. Some were kids that were going through the system because their family wasn't in the right, you know, mental or physical situation. But each conversation I had with these kids, it resonated with me in a personal level, and it really touched my soul when I was having these conversations with these kids, what they had been through, what they had experienced in life, and it was so crushing to hear that the things that they were going through at such a young age, and I actually continue to talk to a handful of them to this day. You know, they come to me with the like for advice, and when I left, they were all fairly upset because they felt like at least the ones that I had talked to said that they felt I was one of the people they could really vent to and that would actually care and actually listen to them. And it wasn't that I was, like, trying to do that. It's just in my nature to empathize with people and understand where they're coming from and really just genuinely care, because I don't think enough humans actually care about other people. So, yeah, that alone right there was just life-changing, a life-changing experience and atmosphere for me. So thank you to the Youth Opportunity Center in Muncie, Indiana, and I wish all those kids well. I hope they're doing well, and I hope that there's many others that are working there that have the same impact that the kids told me I had on them.
Well, it sounds like this really is your calling, and all of that lends itself to your barbering, you know, and silent career very clearly. So this is just awesome. And talk about barbering. Let's talk a little bit of technical skills, if you will. You seem to be known for fading. And, or you seem to like fading really, really, really a lot. Because I think I've seen you talk about fading a bit. So can you share with us, you know, what, you know, how that plays a part? Or is it, you know, is that a big thing for you? Or, you know, maybe the utensils that you use? You know, talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So fading to me and perfecting a really smooth blend for a client is and can be one of the most frustrating things in our field. But I really feel like I have the grasp on it. I really take the canvas and I look at it like a piece of art. You know, I really want my edges, so my lineups to be sharp and crisp, and I really want my blends to just be smooth to where it's from across the room it looks clean. So with fading, I use three or four different clippers, ranging from Babyliss Pro to Andis to Wall. But I also combine a lot of styling, you know, like sheer over comb and a little bit of clipper over comb. There's a lot of things that play into just getting the hair and the canvas just right. And really it's all about making your client satisfied as well. So to me, a big part of the industry has nothing to do with actual talent and actual application. It's all about building rapport with your client and building that relationship and just making sure they're happy with their style and what works best for them on a day-to-day basis. And did I educate my clients well enough to replicate my styling at home? So I'll recommend certain products that would be good, or if they, you know, in the wintertime, I'll recommend certain shampoos or just anything along the lines of just building a relationship, a deeper relationship than a client to barber relationship. An actual friendship is important to me, and almost all of my clients and I have a very good friendship and relationship that goes deeper than, you know, just, hey, here's a haircut and here's your money. You know, it's exactly a lot deeper than that to me.
Well, it sounds like, you know, what you're saying is you have to care, and I think that's what we're getting from Darren Scott
absolutely
today.
Absolutely. Yep.
Wow. So what's next for you, Darren? What's next for Darren Scott?
Honestly, I try not to, you know, get a big head. I know I'm talented, but I really just see the sky as the limit for me at this point. You know, Indiana, my name's getting out there.
Well, you're on the Hair Radio Morning Show today, so you're literally on all over the world. We have listeners in Australia and Africa, as well as Italy, as well as, I mean, we have folks who tune into our show just about in every corner of the world, literally. And, of course, from New York to L.A. And we're in Brooklyn, New York, and we're on, you know, so just imagine the folks that you're reaching this morning who are now going to know who you are, and you are in great company with all these other folks that have been on our broadcast. We're happy to have you. Fit right in.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity, and I just want to take a moment to say, like, if anybody ever has any questions or needs advice with just barbering or gaining more clientele or just really anything in the field, or really in life, I'm always available to have conversations. I'm always open. I'm always here to listen to anybody. And I love this field. I absolutely adore this field. I couldn't imagine being in any other career choice. And I'm truly blessed that I'm so passionate. I'm so grateful for that. Because I wouldn't be in this position had I not loved this so much.
Absolutely. Well, I love that your background, to me, still enables you. It helps you so much to reach, you know, you're talking to a lot of younger folks. You're talking to a lot of urban young people who, you know, and how folks go out. You know, there's so much going on civilly in the world and so much chaos and things like that, that just, you know, knowing, you know, what you know and studying to become an officer. And then on the flip side, being able to relate to, you know, these young folks out there through your barbering is just phenomenal, and bridge that and you know, and being connected to the youth and trying to get them to be on the right path. So, yes, go ahead, please, Mr. Darren Scott.
I just want everything in my – anything I can do in my own power to spark a mind or really reach the future, which is the youth. You know, I'm only 25, but I started hair
– the same age as the radio show. You're the same age as our broadcast.
Yes, I was born in September of 95.
All right, so you're same age. Wow.
But the youth is just the key. And anytime I cut younger clientele, I'm always kind of sort of trying to not say like, hey, this would be a really good field. If I feel like they would be a good field for them, then I would suggest it. Just, you know, kind of put my 2 cents in. Well, you know, this, that, and third, I feel like you would do really well in this field. Or even some of my older clientele. I've had older clientele reach out to me and ask me, you know, how is being a barber, how is in your personal life, and how do you balance everything?
And what do you tell them?
It's the best field in the world. I support anybody that wants to take a leap of faith for themselves.
And you've taken that leap of faith today, being a guest right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm so proud and so happy, Mr. Darren Scott. Anybody you want to shout out to before we close out?
I would actually. I'd like to shout out Antoine Pei and Austin Highball. Without them, I wouldn't be in the position I would be as a barber. I met them both when I was 17 in high school, and they were, I went to get my hair cut at the shop, and they've been my biggest supporters.
Wow.
From day one. They've been telling me to go to school since they saw my passion in the field. So I have nothing but absolute respect and love for both of them. So shout out to them. And then another huge shout out to one of my coworkers who actually has as much passion as I do in this field. His name's Devin Alexander, Master Faded is the nickname. He's a phenomenal man, and that guy is someone I look up to in the industry for sure. So shout out to those three individuals, all coming out of Indianapolis, Indiana.
Awesome. Well, listen, Darren Scott, we are going to keep our eyes on you right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're so proud of your success. You're off to an amazing start. You really are. So this is just fantastic. So thanks so much for being with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we hope
you
come back.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Awesome. All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us. And we're clear. Darren.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio. Roots Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out this Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Terry Hines, and also for the Upscale Magazine Radio Network, we have some very, very special guests joining us today. Now, it's all about a brand new BET Plus holiday movie. Now, it's called A Wesley Christmas, and we have some members of the cast who are with us today for the very first time, and we're so excited. Terrell Hill, Kevin Savage,
yes, yes.
And Rolanda Rochelle. Good morning,
yes.
Everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good.
Yes. Well, listen, I want to jump right on in and tell the folks first a little bit about A Wesley Christmas, because it's, you know, this is not all that often that we have these wonderful holiday movies that reflect folks of color. So I want to hear from Terrell. Why don't we just start with you? You play one of the younger siblings from the Wesley clan. So tell us a little bit about the movie and your experience today on working with everybody.
Well, as a really quick summary, Wesley's Christmas is about one big happy family that's just going through another holiday season. Everybody has their own individual plights and stories, but as we come together, we see all the stories collide. And I don't want to give up any spoilers, so I kind of want to keep it at that and let my other castmates expound. But I know for me personally, anytime I work with Octet Productions, I always have an incredible time. So major shout out to them and Bree with writing this entire project. And I had a great time. D.C. is my favorite city, so I was just grateful to go back to a second home, let alone like be working with so many incredible people. So I really had a great time working on the project.
So you guys shot out in D.C., is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Okay. And as Terrell mentioned, so the project was written by Bree West, and it's produced by Bree and Chuck West.
So, and of course, directed by Patricia Cuffey Jones. And we're so excited. And so many, you have a cast. This is a cast. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Terrell will be, yeah, we're going to be definitely checking in a little bit more and get some more details from you. He, now, Terrell Hill starred also in a few other projects that we are familiar with. Okay, so Judas and the Black Messiah, and stars Step Up, amongst other things. So this is really nice. Kevin, just chatted with you a little bit before we went on mic today. You play one of the older siblings there in the Wesley clan for A Wesley Christmas. What can you tell us about your character, Kevin?
Well, first off, you know, I got to give a shout-out to Bree and Chuck and Tech Productions because without them, we would not be here, right? So
yeah.
Shout-out to those guys. My character, Chris West, he's very responsible, very intelligent, I might add. So there's a lot that's going on. I can't give out spoilers like, you know, Terrell said, but I will say that we got some beef, me and my little brother. And as the movie progresses, you know, you watch it, you kind of can decide, you know, which side you want to be on. So I love that aspect of the movie. And we just have fun. That's like, he's like my little brother. You know, we worked together on a quad, which I never knew that that was his first project, bro. I didn't even know that.
Wow.
We got to work on a prod together. Yeah. So it was fun. It was fun. So, yeah.
Well, I cannot wait until everybody really gets a chance to see A Wesley Christmas. I really am excited about it for you guys. And also, I have to say, we're also being joined by Rolanda Rochelle. And I have to say, Rolanda, I just love your story. Now, you play Aunt Glow, Gloria Corbett. Now, what can you tell us about Gloria? Or shall we say Aunt Glow?
Glow, yes. thank you so much for having me having the cast. So, yeah, Gloria is like, she's the sister friend, the auntie, and like the family friend to the Wesley family. And she brings, you know, she brings life to the party. She's also Sylvia, who plays, Sylvia is played by Jasmine Guy, so I'm like her best friend. And, yeah, she brings light, she brings the light, she brings the funny, and, you know, she brings the libation to the party. So she brings a lot of excitement, and she's also dealing with her own vices. You know, she's a widow, and the impact of her loss, you know, how she grieves, and, you know, that so many families can probably identify with, you know, with how we grieve, and how, you know, why she does what she does. But again, not to give too much away.
Exactly. We want folks to tune in to A Wesley Christmas, okay?
Yeah.
But we love that.
Yeah.
Yes. Awesome. And I'm also, like I said, I love all of your stories, guys. I love the stories, your actual stories and the story of A Wesley Christmas.
Yeah.
And I want to kind of talk a little bit about what it's like, you guys. You're working in the business, you're working in the industry. You come with experience. And you joined by literally, to me, an all-star cast. I think this is amazing. You have some big names out there in this wonderful movie. You really do. So really quite exciting, you know, to talk about. It really is. So I want to talk about your actual Christmases, I guess, is the right way to say it. Terrell, let's circle back to you. So, as you know, we can't point out all the real things and drama, I'm sure, that's going on in the Wesley Christmas, so we don't want to give anything away. So I do want to ask you a little bit about your own holiday, you know, celebration, because I have to tell you, at my house, I think this movie, A Wesley Christmas, could have been written about the Hines family, okay? Because, you know, every holiday there is something going on when we gather. And so tell me a little bit about that. How is it for you? Could you relate to some of the things that Todd, your character, experiences in the movie?
So Todd is a particular case where I can see some relativity, like some things that are common between me and Todd, but I don't think me and Todd operate the same way. We may think the same way and take the same type of risk when it comes to things that we believe will work, and I'll just leave it at that. But outside of that, yeah, I don't really move how Todd moves.
that's a real good teaser for us. We gotta see this movie now.
He's not wrong. You know what I mean about a lot of the stuff that he's dealing with. But at the same time, if it's about how me and my family get down, there's a lot of similarities. Obviously it was a Christmas movie without a Christmas dinner, right? So you might see that in the movie, but we definitely have that going on in our crib. A lot of long walks with cousins before meals, if you know what I mean. That's cool too. A lot of good
before
vibes,
the cranberry sauce is wrong. Yes.
A lot of arguments over who's actually going to wash the dishes.
Exactly.
The household, just like any other household, trying to keep the positivity because we all go through things. Our family has taken a few losses in the last 5 to 10 years that we can all point to that would make holiday seasons a little tough to go through, much like the Westerns have something in the way of their celebration. But, you know, that's the best part about Christmas movies. We bring people together in times that we need family, and Wesley's have a great way of bringing everybody together. You know what I mean?
So,
watching a Christmas movie is the perfect Christmas tradition.
Exactly.
all of that's alive in my house.
Awesome. So, Kevin, I have to turn to you, Kevin Savage, who plays, again, the older brother, Chris. So, Chris Wesley. So, tell us about your experiences. Were you a fan of holiday movies growing up?
Absolutely. I mean, my favorite one is just Christmas. And so, you know, it's this whole thing about, you know, coming together and just the spirit of it, and just really connecting with people that you haven't seen throughout the year, having a good time, just letting it be organic. And I love to eat. I can eat. So, the fact that my grandma who raised me, I mean, she cooked like crazy. So, like, you know, I'd be eating all day. And I was always
Kevin, you are from Philly. So Kevin Savage is from Philadelphia. Yeah, so you talk food is what, and I'm from Philly, folks, to know out there are fans. But Philadelphia is all about food, and family. So, you know, it's the city of brotherly love. You know that. So awesome.
Yeah.
And it seems like you guys have all carried this with you down to the Atlanta area. And so real excited. Rolanda, I got to ask you, being a Texan, you were born out in Texas and moved over to Atlanta, like I just mentioned, with the cast members, you guys out there. So what can you tell us? Because, you know, pursuing your dreams, I think when I was reading over your story, it really hit me because I said, my gosh, to really pursue your dreams at whatever age. I think it's important. And so I loved how it was all worded. What do you say to folks who may be a little bit reluctant to, you know, to pursue their dreams? What do you say to folks out there?
I think to answer that question briefly, because I can go on and on. I just think once we reach a certain age, we tend to give up on that childhood dream, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's revealed once you realize how much time you have on this earth and how much time you've wasted. So especially when you start to retire, it's like, okay, so what am I going to do now? You know what I mean? So with me, my dream came to fruition after my divorce, and I felt like at this point, this is an opportunity for me to live. You know, let me just accomplish those dreams that I've always wanted to, you know, those things that I've always wanted to do, and acting was one of those things. And it helped me combat my fear of public speaking, and it just kind of snowballed from there. I did some theater and, you know, and people saw and I saw, I can really do this thing because I have experience that I can bring to the forefront, you know, when after a certain age, you got a lot to pull back from, you know, so,
exactly.
so So, yeah, it's one of those things that I feel like if you have a dream, as long as you have breath in your body and God allows you to live, why not go for it? It's just not for the young folks. And my job is to prove that there is a God.
Exactly. Awesome. Rolanda Rochelle, everybody. Aunt Glow.
Thank you.
Aunt Glow plays Gloria Corbett. Okay, on the Wesley Christmas. Okay, I've got to say, because once I heard that you guys were coming to Upscale Magazine Radio and to my show, the Hair Radio Morning Show, I was kind of blown away because I'm always wondering about the influences of how did you, you know, like we were just talking with Rolanda and she's telling us about what her motivation was. I have to ask you guys, Terrell, who were some of the influences for you? Who were some of the folks who kind of made you say, okay, this is what I want to do? And I know they want me to wrap it up soon, but I'm going to push a couple of minutes.
I'll be
super we're not going to tell anybody.
Super quick. You know, I'll have to obviously give love to my mother who has supported me in every decision, but I have to shout out two men in my life that in particular provided a safe space for me to really put my time into this craft. My stepfather, Archie, Big Archie, he was the first creative I ever met. He's the first person to put me in the studio. He's the first person I ever knew that I had any acting experience. He's the first person I knew I'd been on TV, and I met him in like 2006. And between 2008 and 2009, I was in the studio recording, and a lot of new things opened my mind in the realm of possibilities. So thank you to Big Arch. But mainly, I'll have to say my older brother, who unfortunately passed away in 2018, was the actor in the family. Yes. Yeah, he was the actor in the family. He was the person who had been acting. He'd been playing instruments. He went to school for opera. He was a 4.6 GPA genius. And unfortunately, he lost his life to cancer in 2018. And I just kind of don't let it go by where I don't put as much effort into my craft because I know if he was here, he would. And if he would have had the option to be here, he'd be probably a lot further along than many people, you know. So the least I can do is try my best. So for Archie and my brother Tab, I gotta put on.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that. Wow, amazing. I have to say, and Kevin, what about yourself, sir? Anybody you want to shout out to? Anyone who's influenced you? You want to talk about?
Definitely. I mean, I was adopted. I was adopted at the age of two. Found my parents about 13, 14 years ago. Found my mother on a Tuesday. Found my father on a Thursday, all in the same week. And I went through that process with my twin sister, Artie Savage. Shout out to her. She's my heart, my light, my joy. She's always believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. She's always pushed me to go further, and I love her. So I would say she's the one that's been more, you know, the most impactful in my life.
Wow. I have to tell you guys, boy, you I see why, in part, you were selected for this movie. I see it. I can hear it. Rolanda Rochelle, what can I say? You just do it, you know, your story itself is a testimony about following your dreams. Now, what do you say? And I'm going to ask the others. First, let me just ask you really quickly your influences. And then what do you say to, you know, the kids who come up and are so happy to see that you're doing what you're doing? What kind of advice do you give them?
As an influencer, I've always said you're going to get old, as they would say. Every day we're aging, and we should not allow age to limit us. So right. I just want to be that example to give kids something to look forward to. And people that are my age and older, give them an example just to show, instead of just saying it, I'm actually living it. So I can tell them, but I'm actually proving that it is possible to live out your dream. And don't allow anybody to dictate your life. When you're in this industry, people put limitations on it. Oh, you want to be an actor? That's crazy. Or you want to be an artist? Oh, that's crazy. But somebody has to do it. we have to be entertained. So my advice is just don't put any limitations on yourself. Just go after your dream. God gives us a purpose. We have gifts. And if I just don't want to be on my deathbed regretting, you know, this is something that I've always wanted to do and I never fulfilled it. So there's so many people in their grave wishing they could have done, you know, whatever it is that they wanted to do, but they allowed society to dictate that for them. So my advice to them is just live your life. Live it.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about. Well, on that note of Wesley Christmas, it's again BET Plus. What a great holiday movie for the whole family. We are just shouting out everybody. I want to take a moment to shout out the folks behind. First of all, they have an entire cast of folks, plus the folks behind the scenes. We're shouting out everybody from hair and makeup, everybody. We love all the folks who help to pull things like this because projects, they're, you know, it's a whole lot of folks that work on these projects. So,
Sure.
We want to make sure and take a moment. Exactly. And I want to also, as I said, it was written by Bree West and the producers, Bree West and Chuck West. And, again, director Patricia Cuffey Jones, sending her all our best. And, again, today, my guests right here on the show, Terrell Hill, Kevin Savage, and Rolanda Rochelle. So, again, I'm Kerry Hines. And thank you, guys. Outstanding job. You guys are radio
experts. Thank you so much.
Cool. All right. Glad to have you guys. Awesome. All right, folks. Thank you so much. All right, keep it right here. We've got a lot more to get to this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I do my hair, Tom. Check my neck. Baby, how you feeling? Hair, Tom. Check my neck. Baby, how you feeling?
Friday morning, December 2nd of 2022. I'm Kerry Hines, and we have a lot going on this morning. So listen, we're going to take a quick little commercial break. We'll be right back with everything that's happening on today's show. Stay with us.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin, it takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs, so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media, where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Morning coffee, vanilla latte, sip to go. Drink it slow.
All right, we're back live again. It's Friday, December 2nd, 2022. It's hour show number 793, Band A Friday, always. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and I am bringing to the line my amazing co-star. You guys know her. She's out of Water Valley, Mississippi, the one and only brand new Mystic Queen of the Morning. We're talking about the one and only Miss Nicole Marie. Good morning,
Good
Nicole
morning.
Marie.
Good morning.
Boy, you get
Happy
a big
Friday.
Greeting every morning.
Happy Mystic. Yes, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you.
Yes.
Good morning to all of our fans. Yes, happy mid-show.
And you know what, Nicole Marie? Exactly. It is mid-show, and that's between the 7 and 8 o'clock hour here in New York. It's 6 and 7 if you're in Nicole Marie's time zone at the end of Central Time Zone, and we're there like 1 hour behind. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, as I said. So I've got to say, first of all, it's Fan Day Friday. We made it.
Yes, it is.
We made it.
Yes, it is.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
Fan Day
and
Friday.
It is Fan Day Friday. So we've been on this week just doing it up. We started this week on Tuesday, show number 790. It has. It really has been an incredible week filled with, you know, it's just been an interesting week, probably one of the most interesting weeks of my life in recent times. And here on the show, it's been fabulous. We have had incredible guests. We really have. And we'll probably, I'll try to get on some of those incredible visits this week from, say, folks like Kokai, who Michael had a chance to interview. We're talking about Michael Hopkins, our wonderful, we have the trifecta of hosts in the morning.
Radio.
With
yes.
myself, Nicole Marie, and, of course, Michael Hopkins. So, yeah, we're doing great. So he interviewed Kokai on his Vet Talk show this past Tuesday, and I'm going to see if I can get that on for you a little later, because I love the interview.
Great.
It was great. He was educating the veterans,
so
because that's what his show is about, claims for the veterans.
What it's about.
Assisting them.
That's what
it's what
about.
It's about. And, but I think it's
helping others.
Exactly. But Nicole Marie, it has wide-ranging effects, and that's why we're going to get it here on our main Hair Radio Morning Show a little later this morning. And we'll talk to Michael about it. He'll be with us coming up in the next half hour. So want to say, so much going on. We started this morning with Golden by our other Philadelphia.
Living my life like Golden. Yes, Miss Dear Pat.
Miss Jill Scott from Philly, like Michael Hopkins, like Terry Hines, and you know, yeah. I just love that there's that Philadelphia connection. And you're not too far out. You were born in Ohio. Oh. So
Ohio,
there's a big
yeah.
correlation, yeah. We used to have, when I lived in Philadelphia as a kid, we had all kinds of folks always coming from Ohio, always to visit. So we love Ohio.
Yeah.
But now you're in Water Valley.
Musical roots coming out of Ohio. Yes, I'm in Water Valley,
yes.
Mississippi. That's where my husband lived.
Yeah.
So that's how I ended up here. Yes.
Wow, that is,
but,
that's
hey, I'm a Buckeye at heart, though. Buckeye.
You are a Buckeye from the Buckeye State.
Oh, yes.
Listen, I love it. And I love it, Nicole Marie. Awesome. Now, let me tell you, we have a lot of stuff going on, as always, here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yes.
I just wanted to, like you, when you got on this, you know, this mid-show part, you, in our second hour here, you mentioned good morning to all the fans. And you're absolutely right.
Yes.
We have fans from coast to coast. And I want to take a moment to especially welcome our amazing Upscale Magazine radio fans. And they emanate from the magazine itself, upscalemagazine.com. It's an actual magazine for the that's their website, which talks about their company. They have all kind of updates and things like that and about the magazine and so forth. But you can find that again at upscalemagazine.com. Now, when you want to listen to the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week network over there, that's where you go to upscalemagazineradio.com.
Radio,
so that's the difference.
Yes.
Right, upscalemagazineradio.com. Now, you can get there if you go to the magazine first. So it's also a link there. That's pretty prominent. So just wanted to give you those updates. Speaking of upscalemagazineradio.com, yeah, go ahead, Nicole Marie. What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to mention that on upscalemagazineradio.com, which is the 24-hour streaming network, you will find show replays, you'll find music. It's just great.
Exactly.
And you can hear it anytime. It's 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
I just wanted our fans to know that.
Yeah. And I always tell the fans here in the morning on our Hair Radio Morning Show when we're live, at 9 o'clock is a good time to switch over and take a listen. So as soon as we wrap this live show, that's a great time for you to go over there. Over there, we have a lot of, we even threw in some Christmas songs over there as well. So, and some recent broadcasts as well. So you'll enjoy it and some special interviews. And you just heard, we did a recent interview with the cast from A Wesley Christmas. And with Jasmine I and all those folks. So, yeah, that was really exciting to replay.
These Christmas movies.
It is. Oh, boy. Yes, indeed. Now, we started with Darren Scott, the barber out of Indianapolis. Young fella. And, of course, yeah, so that was a couple years ago. Just wanted to replay that because he always was so inspiring to me. I never forgot this kid.
Yeah, it's very inspiring.
So
I loved hearing him talking about working with at-risk youth. And he's so young.
Oh,
himself,
that was
his focus is working with them and being an inspiration to them. And it's just wonderful.
Exactly.
I just enjoyed listening to him and his story.
Yes, Mr. Darren Scott, barber out of Indianapolis.
Doing great things in Indianapolis.
Exactly. We shout him out again this morning. Doing amazing work. And like you said, he's aware of his civic responsibilities, and he's doing civic things. And, you know, and that means a lot, you know, and I love that. There are lots of barbers. You know, we have to take a moment. We are always, of course, we support and promote our hair salons and stylists out there, which is awesome.
Right.
But I want to take a moment to acknowledge the incredible barbers who have been so instrumental. And I think Michael said it yesterday. Who've been kind of like surrogate dads to those of us who grew up without the presence of a 24-hour dad in the home.
And it's so
oftentimes
important for our young people
folks,
to see the man. Right.
See
so
the man
important.
And the guys being guys and being able to show younger folks, younger males, the way to go. if you can't see it, then sometimes it makes it difficult to believe it. So you've got to be able to see folks who are doing things and making a difference in the world, touching this world, and then putting your own, you know, like they say, spit shine, putting your own little brand of whatever it is that you're bringing to it. That's it. Being influenced by others, but following your passion. Does that make sense, Nicole
Malone? It does. It certainly does. But there's nothing like the influence of a man for young men. I mean, shout out
well,
to all
yeah,
the women
I
out
think,
there. We do a wonderful
I think
job.
So,
but
I think it's something that is not. It's not so much that you know the child needs a man in order to grow physically so much.
No,
but
not physically.
There's a lot
no,
of intrinsic
physically.
Things. Right. But there are a lot of intrinsic things that as a young man you pick up naturally, just like a young lady would do the same from her mom, of course, having a female impression. And those are things that are channeled to us. Those are things that we pick up naturally. Just like seeing my dad go off to work, or my mom particularly when I was a kid, I remember she would get up in the middle of the night, and what it seemed to me to be the middle of the night, because it was dark outside. My mom was a nurse, so she used to work like the 7 to 3, for me, I was a little kid, it was black outside, so I'm thinking it was the middle of the night.
Right.
And so no matter what, she got up every single day and went to work. So now scan ahead, you know, to now. When you think of me, Nicole Marie, when my kids when I have to ask him to.
You definitely have that work ethic.
I do the same thing because that's all that I was, that's what
that's
she poured
what
into
saw.
Me without me knowing.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I got to see. And so that's what I emulate. I get up every day and do this work. You know?
Yes, you do.
I do. Yeah, for the fans.
Day and
because
night.
We care so much. We care.
We
do. Day and night.
We appreciate them
we
so
care.
Much.
We
thank
do.
You, thank
and
you.
I,
all of our listeners.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Nicole Marie, for that. So lots of good stuff rolling in. We're closing in on the 800th show. The 800th show is coming up in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
2 weeks from today. 2 weeks from today, it'll be show number 800.
800.
2 weeks from today. So
that's
please,
amazing, Carrie. Amazing.
That's, 800 mornings. 800 not 8
mornings.
So. And it's not my entire career. I do, you know, I have to really get that out there, Nicole Marie. Because people get confused and think that that's my, you know, 800 shows
that's
as far as the time I started in 1995.
No.
But it's not.
That's no.
It is not. It's 800 shows of just this morning version that was started on January 5th.
January 5th, 2015. Yeah.
That's when we kicked in and started the show. And so we've done 800 shows as of the 16th of November. I'm sorry, December. December 16th will be our 800th broadcast. And so that's a lot.
I'm excited
that's over
about that broadcast.
That's almost 2,500 hours of broadcast here in Beauty Talk
a lot
each
of
day.
Time.
And
so
that's
time.
A lot.
So many wonderful
we're the most
guests.
Prolific.
So many interviews
amazing time.
And that's why the Hair Radio Morning Show is the number one hair and beauty radio show.
Yes, I agree,
that
Nicole
is
Marie,
the reason
and I'm loving
why.
It.
And I'm so excited to be a part of this this wonderful journey.
Good,
so excited.
Good, me too.
It's amazing,
me too.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I think so too. So you know what we'll do? Why don't we? And we also, we are continuing to monitor. As soon as there's any update on Blue, we'll let you know. We're wishing her well, sending her our thoughts.
Well wishes to her.
Yes. DivineEnergyCandles.com. Yes. You'll hear the commercial right here on the network. And in the meanwhile, I want to get this on, and then Mike will be with us, as I said, going into the next half hour. But this was a very, it was just a special piece that we ran, and I was so very proud of Michael and this incredible interview that he did with Kokai on health insurance. So again, the Best Talk Radio shows on Tuesday, it's for everybody. Take a listen. It's about 15 minutes or so, and we'll be back on the other side to talk live. It's Michael Hopkins, our friend and co-host here on the network. So take a listen, and we'll chat on the other side. And we've got a lot more to get into this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie. Stay with us.
It is such a pleasure to welcome you here to the Vet Talk Radio Show. And I have been listening to you on the Carrie Hines Show. And it's just a pleasure to have you here because, as you know, in the veteran community, the whole health insurance is it's a big issue. It's not a little issue. It's a big issue. We have a lot of aging veterans population. And I'm just looking forward to all the golden nuggets you have. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Okay, well, you know, first of all, I wanted to let you know that, you know, I'm a vet myself, and, you know, I do have a primary concern for our vets because, you know, I served in here in Georgia, the 718th Engineer Battalion at Fort Benning. So, So I see the results because they got the VA right here in Atlanta, Georgia, and you hear about it on the news at least once a month. Once a month, you know, and it's not good stories when it comes to the vet help. And so we want to make sure the vets have a clear understanding of what their benefits are and, you know, what direction they can go. They don't always have to go that, you know, waiting 6 months to get, you know, treatment and stuff like that. You know, they can get the service right. They have different options.
Right. And that was some of the things that I really, you know, want to talk about. And I know, you know, we're kind of short for time. There are so many options, as you said, for veterans.
Yeah.
And maybe so, you can name some of the options as veterans that we have in, as far as health care is involved.
Yes. So let me just go with a veteran that that recently called me, you know. He needed some type of surgery. He needed to see a doctor, but he's been waiting on the VA list for a while to get, you know, to get approved, and he needs to see somebody right away. So, you know, I told him that since he qualified for the Medicare, that he can go ahead and sign up at under the Medicare and receive that, and be able to, you know, see a doctor right away and just use his VA, you know, for the, you know, the prescription drug, you know, benefit, you know.
Amazing.
So they got, yeah, they got something called just the Medicare Advantage plan without the drugs. And then that way you can, you know, go see a regular doctor, you know, a primary care physician, you know, and make an appointment like, you know, most people do without having to wait a long time, you know, especially if there's something urgent. You don't want to have to be going back and forth just to get the appointment of the appointment to the appointment to before you be seen. You know.
Wow, how about that? Yeah.
You know, but.
Oh,
there
enlighten us some more.
Yeah. So it's sort of basically since these two different government agencies do not interact. So that means you can have a separate benefit that you qualify for the Medicare and have the VA, you know, and, you know, sort of like double dip, you know. But, you know, use it to your advantage. That's the whole thing. You know, you got to use the system to work in your advantage, not work against you, you know. And, you know, that's what I tell a lot of vets. If they have these, if they qualify for, if they're, you know, of the age of 65 or older, or if they're disabled, they can go ahead and get their Medicare and receive services now.
Wow. Yeah, that is very, yes, that is very real and very right, because, you know, that's where I fit into this realm. And you know, Kokai, you mentioned something about disabled veterans. And basically you're talking about rated veterans. You know, they've gotten ratings from the VA so they could take advantage of some of these things. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I'm talking about if they're you can receive your disability through Social Security also. You know,
right?
And through disability through Social Security, you just have to be disabled for 24 months. You know, to get disability through Social Security, you don't have to be 65. You can be at any age and get disability through Social Security. It just has to be 24 consecutive months, and then it'll kick in. You know, but you have to apply for that.
Right.
You know. Yeah. And if you get that disability through Social Security, you know, that's separate from the VA. You know, so you can still continue through the VA. The only benefit that doesn't interact is the TRICARE. You know, there's a few veterans that are on the TRICARE system. You know, that's a little bit, that's like a little upgrade from the regular VA.
Right. Right. But, can you, a lot of our fans out here, they're not familiar with TRICARE. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about TRICARE, that part of the VA healthcare system.
Yeah, so I only had a few experience because I don't know a lot of folks. There's very few vets. It's almost like you have to be the premium of the crop to be able to get it. I don't even know what the selection process to get on TRICARE, but I know it's not everybody. It's only a few.
Right. Pretty much from what I understand with TRICARE, pretty much it's for retirees, the TRICARE healthcare system. It's pretty much for retirees. And then at some point in time, when they reach a certain age, it goes to TRICARE for life. From what I understand, just being with some of my veteran brothers and sisters that are retirees.
Yeah. So that system, it works different from the regular VA. So, Most of the people I've seen on the TRICARE don't have as many complaints as the regular VA, you know.
Right.
So the majority of people fit in the regular VA. They don't. A lot of folks don't receive that TRICARE. So for those individuals, they need to have different options. You know, like I said, to try to see if they can get the Medicare, you know, benefit to kick in. If you don't have, and if you're under a certain age, some folks can apply for Obamacare if they're under 64, you know, but they don't have, but they can't receive any other type of government assistance to receive Obamacare, you know.
Right.
Really,
I'm glad you brought up if you're 65 and older and you're a veteran, that you have a lot of these options. I think what happens, a lot of us that fit into that category, a lot of times, you know, Kokai, we don't know what we don't know when it comes to healthcare options. As a veteran, we just don't know. And I'm so glad that I have you on here today. And you're clearing the air about these options. I mean, it's really what you're saying is really just great. Because a lot of us, we just need to know this stuff as we're getting older.
Yeah, because, you know, it don't make no sense for somebody to be suffering and in pain and need a operation or whatever and can't see a doctor like a regular person would, you know, a regular civilian, you know, have no problem going. And then you got to go through all these changes, you know, you have to see a doctor. It's ridiculous. You know, and you serve your country. That's the worst part. You don't sacrifice, serve your country, and they're supposed to be, you know, treating you with premium service, and they give you the worst. You know, but you know there are other options. Like I said, you know, and sometimes you can even get your congressman involved. But you know, there's still a lot of bureaucracy and paperwork and stuff. And even if you get your local congressman to expedite the VA services or whatever, they usually react when you call your state.
I mean, they do. They do, Kokai, and they're working on it. They're getting much better at what they do. They're getting much better at it. But I just love this idea of what you do as a veteran, because it gets confusing. And, you know, as you know, you have this the period between – what is that the period? I know it ends December the 7th, but when does it begin?
Okay, so it began on for the Medicare through the Social Security began on October 15th, and then it ends on December 7th. That's the open enrollment. You know, however, there's another period they call that was the annual enrollment is between October 15th through December 7th. And then open enrollment is between January to March. You know, so you have another period in case that you got into a plan that you didn't like and you want to make some changes and things of that nature in January, you can do that up to March.
And it just gets kind of, I know it gets a little confusing at times, too, with the different plans. And you have a Part A, a Part B, a Part D, and this thing and that thing. And as you said, then you have your VA benefits. Now, let me ask you this question. What would you think would be a good game plan for a veteran that's 65 and over, and it's this open enrollment? What are some tips that you can give us as veterans so that we can kind of wade through this thing and work on making the right choice and the right decision when it comes to our health care as veterans?
Yeah, so since the veterans have the VA benefit, and, you know, you can still utilize your VA benefit, you know, because it is your, what I call your pharmacy costs, which are the drugs, and they have them in different tiers. You know, tier one and two is about average. When you get to three and four, that's, you know, like when you have cancer, diabetes, or special medications that are real expensive, it gets into the three and four. But, so you have your drugs and then the hospitals. You know, your two most expensive costs are going to be, you know, the doctor care in the hospital. So your Part A is the part that covers anything that's done in the hospital, purity covers. Then you have your Part B, that's your doctor visit. But that's not free. That comes out of your Social Security check. So the average is about $170 a month. You know, it's automatically deducted, but you have to apply for it. They don't automatically give you Part B unless you want it. You know, and then if you do, that $170 a month comes out of your check from the Social Security Department. And that's just to have the original Medicare, which doesn't include drugs. So they have a Part D, which is just a drug plan by itself, and it's provided through a private insurance company that provides the drugs, because the government doesn't, you know, get into prescription drugs and things of that nature. So you have to go to an outside insurance company to get the just the drug coverage, what they call Part D. Part C is the Medicare Advantage plan. Those are offered by the insurance companies. Private insurance companies like Aetna, Humana, United Healthcare, WellCare, Blue Cross Blue Shield, all of those are the private insurance companies. So it's basically, that's like gumbo. It's an all-in-one. It covers your doctors. It covers your hospitalization. It covers your drugs. And it has the expectation over-the-counter benefits. A flex card, you know, if you need food or something like that, pay your utilities. They have a monthly flex card that the average amount between $50 to $175 every quarter. that you get, and it's loaded on the card that you can use for anything. It's like a Visa card, a debit card that you can use for anything.
Wow. Now that is
benefits of three. Yes. Yes. So.
And wow.
You need to check into that. You know, if you're a vet.
Wow. I'm glad you brought that up because, you see the advertising on TV and then, people are calling you constantly throughout this period. And I'm glad you brought that up about that card because I have been curious about that. And I didn't know if there's a qualification, before you get the card. And it's so much with this. It really is with this insurance. I mean, let alone you're a veteran. I mean, if you're just a regular person doing this, it can just and I'm guessing the prices vary also, too, when it comes to coverage.
Now, this is the little trick that most people don't know. That's why you need to have a personal insurance agent that's not somebody you met on a 1-800 number that you saw on TV. That's just like a telemarketer. They could be in China somewhere, talking to you. So you need to somebody you can feel in touch or whatever, or somebody that you referred that has your best interest. Somebody on TV is trying to make a commission. So after they hang up that phone with you, they might never see you again in life. So you can't go based on their recommendation because they might not have your best interest, But the thing is, all these companies have the same thing because of the government. Your government, through the Biden administration, had the Inflation Reduction Act they just passed, $1.9 trillion last April, and that money goes towards Medicare and the Obamacare. That basically what it does, it subsidizes the insurance coverage. So that means some of these insurance companies have zero premium, but they're not going to give it to you unless you ask for it. If you don't know what to ask, they want to charge you extra premium. Meaning that, you could qualify for, not to pay anything, but of course they're not going to put that up front unless you ask. They're going to say $1,000 a month or on top of what you're paying for Social Security taking out $170, add another $30-something, then it goes up, what's coming out your Social Security check. But now, if you get zero, that means, it's being subsidized and you're getting those benefits, at no cost to you. The only thing that you have to worry about is the co-cost, which is most insurance companies is a co-pay, which is 80-20 split, meaning that the insurance company will pay 80%, you pay 20%. And that comes down to, like, if you have lab work or x-ray or something of that nature, that the insurance company is paying 80%. And your copay is 20%. That means that 3 months later, you get a bill for something that you figure that you're saying, where is this coming from? That's your copay.
Right. I've been through that. And, a lot of times they send
later,
you.
People forgot about it.
Right. And I know sometimes I get something
bill.
Mine will say, this is not a bill, but it shows you. It kind of itemizes it, and it shows you everything that was, just like you're saying, for the last 3 months, it basically tells me what was going on with me and healthcare.
Yeah, yeah. And then the other thing that you need to do, you got to make sure that your doctor network, since we're dealing with computers and things, everything lately, you have to make sure that your doctor care is updated too. Some of them have modern upcareware where you load it on the computer. Every time you go visit your primary care doctor, all his blood work, anything is on the computer. You can see it. The doctor can see it. Your specialist can see it. And if they prescribe the medications, everybody can see what the medications are. So they won't be crossing, paths as far as prescribing
the med. Right. You're absolutely right, because that is the most important thing.
It's
the meds, because if you get those meds kind of crossed up, you know, wow, that's not good at all.
You're fainting, you're sweating, and you can't figure out what it is. It's probably one of the pills you take.
Oh, pretty much, 100% pretty much.
And then the doctor take, but you know, they should know that from the before they prescribe it. You know, they should know what's going on. But if they're not looking at your chart and knowing what the other doctor is prescribing, it could be counterproductive. So that's
quite
what
true.
You want to make sure also that your system is updated, where they are on the same page. That everybody can see, you can see it, they can see it, the specialist can see it, everything that everybody's doing on your behalf. And that way that you're getting an organized care treatment.
Right, yeah, and that's what we want, you know, as veterans and the civilian population. But, you know, especially you and I are like kindred spirits, and this veteran thing for us, you know, it means a lot because we're veterans, and we want to treat other veterans the way we want to be treated. No matter if it's, you know, claims information, health information, we want to treat another veteran like we want to be treated. Now, Kokai, what's in store for you? What's next on the list of things for you to do? You've given us this beautiful information today, but what's next for you?
Well, I am a member of the Carrie's online community, so you can definitely find me online and any questions or concerns, civilian or vet, that, you know, if you have any questions about health care, feel free to ask me, life insurance, I do that also, so making sure that you're covered, because your health is your wealth. Can't do nothing if you don't have good health,
So true.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Again, it is Friday morning, December 2nd of 2022. And you guys just heard we replayed the incredible Mr. Michael Hopkins, and we're going to check in with him in just a moment. First, I'm bringing to the line Nicole Marie, bringing back to the line, I should say, from Water Valley. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, mid-show.
Happy Friday. Yes. Mid-show. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Wonderful
good
Friday.
Yes. Yeah. So lots more to talk about today. And also wanted to remind everybody,
yes.
Now we, again, our 800th show is coming up in 2 weeks on December 16th.
2 weeks.
We want you to. Yes. It's a Friday morning. So definitely stay with us. We're celebrating. We're going to have lots of people chiming in, special guests.
Yes.
We have so many things we'll be celebrating over the next, 2 months. I mean, we have a lot of celebrations on the way.
Definitely a celebration,
Well, I'm going to check in. We're going to click over and see if we can get the mic on for Mike. Okay, for Michael Hopkins. Good morning, Michael Hopkins. Michael,
good morning,
are you there this morning live? We are surprising you, Mr. Michael Hopkins, Vet Talk Radio Show.
Good morning, Carrie Hines. Good morning, Nicole Marie. Michael Hopkins calling you live from downtown Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you
live
guys, we're
color.
Live. Let me just make sure everybody is aware that you just heard the special interview that we reran from Michael's Vet Talk Radio Show on Tuesday. That's what played a few minutes ago. And now he's with us live, Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Michael Hopkins in Spotsylvania, Virginia, and Carrie Hines in Brooklyn, New York. It's Fan Day Friday, December 2nd. It's about 7:45 New York time, 6:45 for Central. Michael, so what did you think, Hopkins? We surprised you with that replay.
Yes, you did. And that still blows me away, talking to Kokai. It was just one veteran to another veteran. And we were talking about a very important issue in the veteran community. Very important issue. And I just loved it because I know, even from a personal perspective, this health insurance thing, it's just a myriad, all kinds of plans, and you have to know this. But if you know that and you don't know this, then you're going to have a problem. And it hits you. You know, the health industry hits you right at that pinnacle, right before you're turning 65. You get bombarded with all kinds of messages about your Medicare and your health insurance and sign up for this. And like Kokai was saying, you get phone calls from people you don't even know where they're from. And you get these phone calls, and they're trying to convince you either, one, to switch over to their plan if you already have a plan, or two, get their plan. And I never really paid it that much attention. I never did. But as I kept creeping closer and closer to 65, you start paying attention to these things, and it goes in intensity. I still get phone calls now. It'll be just like this until December the 7th, which is kind of interesting because December the 7th is a national holiday.
Yeah. And, Michael, I just want to remind everybody, and health insurance is not just for folks who are in their 60s. Or 50s, for everybody.
Right.
So please, folks, pay attention to all of this. Very important. Yeah, so we appreciate that.
There's so much information out there, and it can be confusing.
It can, well, especially health talk and insurance talk.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing to me.
Yeah.
One of my early jobs was in the insurance industry. I kid you not, it was my second job. And when they gave me, back in those days, they had these big insurance books you had to read, and I had to learn all the different insurances and life insurance and this insurance and that insurance. And it was, to me, it was as if they had sent me out to walk a plank. It was the worst. I hated it. I quit that job so quick it made your head spin. I went to that's how I ended up going to the airline. I left that job. It was like the angels had opened up when I got to the airline compared to working for the insurance and trying to read all that stuff. And it was so boring. I used to just go to – I'm sorry. For you guys out there in insurance, we love you. But for me, it was just not for me. So I love that we have someone like Kokai Olushola. Michael Hopkins, you did an outstanding job, and he breaks it down. And I love that.
Yes,
that's as
did.
Close as I want to get to it.
He said, so, that close, and you'll be okay, right?
You got it, Michael Hopkins. Well, listen, we've been having a great show this morning. We really have. And we replayed the interview with the Wesley Christmas. That was interesting. And Darren Scott, new barber out of Indianapolis. He's the same who did the broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show, ironically. And I love his commitment to civic responsibility. So really good stuff. Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Listen,
yes,
why
he was.
Definitely inspiration
was
to the younger people. He was.
Younger and just people in general, meaning that you can still do something for your society, for your civic, it's a part of your responsibility. So
your
listen,
for everyone.
Yeah, and it just reminds me, we've been so focused on all that we're, you know, reeling from day to day, and let's just take time to be kinder to each other. It's been an incredible time in recent years, and why don't we take a moment, do a little bit of
anything to be kind.
Yeah. What was that, Nicole Marie? Repeat that one more time.
I said it doesn't cost you anything to be kind.
No, it doesn't cost you anything to be kind. But boy, you will certainly pay a price if you are not. Here's a great song talking about the years. Miss Vanessa Williams. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapie Shampoo and Carapie Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapie Shampoo and Carapie Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you.
Roots Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
One in a Million. The history of Madam C.J. Walker and her entrepreneurial legacy. Not even her poor and difficult beginnings stymied Madam Walker's road to greatness. Born December 23, 1867, roughly 2 years after the alleged emancipation of her race, she was an orphan at 7, a wife at 14, a mother at 17, and a widow by 20. The woman who would become known as the first self-made female millionaire and the greatest benefactress of her race was born the daughter of Owen and Minerva Breedlove, poor ex-slaves living on a cotton farm in Louisiana. They named their special little girl Sarah Breedlove. A washerwoman by trade, at the age of 33 in 1900, Sarah began selling a product door-to-door which she had formulated to remedy her own hair loss. She pinpointed the root of her hair problems, which was the scalp, and created hair care products and a beauty regimen for hair growth and maintenance that focused on the need for a clean and healthy scalp, scalp protection, and scalp stimulation for maximum hair growth. Her first product would eventually be called Madam C.J. Walker's Wonderful Hair Grower, and she boldly and proudly used her own likeness on her jars and her own before and after pictures to demonstrate her product's effectiveness. Per Madam's own words, she abhorred the impression held by some that she claimed to straighten hair. She emphatically stated, "I grow hair," and that there would be no hair-growing business today had I not started it. She described her concept and method of hair growth as beauty culture because she compared growing hair to growing and cultivating garden plants. She then broadened this concept of beauty culture by incorporating the value of cleanliness and professionalism, which emphasized the overall appearance, moral conduct, and character of the Black woman. Black women from all over the country began writing letters to Madam Walker attesting to the benefits of her products. By setting up a special correspondence course of beauty culture in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and then a manufacturing facility in Indiana, and later a beauty college in New York City, Madam was able to further establish and promulgate her program of beauty culture, which trained the Black female in three areas. First, the Black woman was taught the proper presentation of herself. She was to be clean, neat, properly attired, and well-mannered. Second, she was taught how to use Madam's hair care system on customers. And third, she was taught how to sell Madam's hair care products to customers. In so doing, Madam C.J. Walker provided a solution to the root of the black woman's demise. She raised the black woman's self-esteem and confidence about her own beauty and intelligence, and she empowered the black woman economically, thus freeing her from white servitude and male dependency. This accomplishment is even more amazing when put in the context of the time in which these things were done and in the context of Madam's own background. The time, one historian called the nadir, or lowest point in the history of the black race outside of slavery itself. The blessings of freedom was now marred by the blatant terrorist acts of the Ku Klux Klan and those like-minded individuals working in collusion with them. The harsh reality faced by the vast majority of blacks living in this era was that the number of lynchings peaked during the early 1900s, as did other backlashes sparked by Reconstruction, such as the burning of black churches and schools and the establishment of Jim Crow laws. During this dark period, most black women were either sharecroppers or washerwomen and house servants for whites. Madam Walker was no exception, but she was, however, exceptional. Madam Walker moved her ever-expanding special correspondence course business, founded on her system of beauty culture, to Indianapolis, Indiana, on February 19, 1910. She then purchased and paid for her home, adjoining which was a factory and laboratory, located at 640 North West Street. She endeared herself to the citizens of Indianapolis when she contributed $1,000 to the establishment of the Senate Avenue YMCA. It is reported that she was the only woman to make such a donation. Madam herself, when referring to the YMCA donation, had this to say, quote, "In referring to that $1,000 gift, I don't want you to lay so much stress on it, and do not say that I am the only one. You might say that I was the first and caused others to awaken to the sense of their duty in helping deserving causes for the benefit of the race," end quote. Not long after her move to Indianapolis, Madam Walker also became a member of Bethel AME Church, one of the oldest and most influential churches in the black community, to which Madam Walker contributed generously. In less than 2 years after moving to Indianapolis, on September 2, 1911, Madam C.J. Walker petitioned the Indiana Secretary of State to become incorporated, and on September 19, 1911, exactly 1 year and 7 months since her arrival in Indianapolis, the Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company of Indiana Incorporated was established, Madam Walker naming herself president and owner of all 1,000 shares of stock. A relentless worker and ingenious marketer and saleswoman, Madam Walker had thought to place her system of hair care products in black colleges all across the United States. She also regularly advertised in black newspapers, and she eventually placed her products in drugstores. As she traveled throughout the country, she wrote letters to her general manager in order to instruct him on how best to run her factory in her absence and how to implement all of her new ideas. However, the Madam Walker agents, Madam's recruited sales force, were her biggest asset. Madam held public meetings in churches, rented lodge halls and other such facilities, and put on demonstrations, including a slide presentation, in order to recruit black women to become Walker agents. Madam Walker taught and trained them in the methods of application and proper use of her hair oils and vegetable shampoo. Eventually, Madam organized a national convention for her Walker agents, giving away prizes and other incentives to motivate and energize her ever-growing troops of Walker agents. Sales generated from Madam Walker's manufacturing company and the hair care products it produced enabled Madam to give birth to yet another legacy, as Madam became known as the greatest benefactress of her race. Through monies earned and derived from Madam's work in the hair-growing business, Madam Walker regularly donated large sums of money to charity and to individuals of her race who were in need. In fact, Madam was so self-sacrificing and freely giving that those closest to her were worried that she would become financially ruined. Desiring all blacks to have decent homes, at times, Madam would assume mortgages of blacks who were financially strapped, allowing them to repay when and how they could. Various schools for blacks and certain social and civic organizations dedicated to the betterment of the black race were also beneficiaries of Madam's philanthropy. Though many have called Madam extravagant, her generosity and passion for her people were Madam's only extravagances. She gave not for self-aggrandizement, but rather to inspire other wealthy blacks to give likewise. Moreover, Madam's giving went well beyond monetary donations. She lent her name and time to worthy causes. She traversed the country, speaking against lynchings, and fought vehemently for the fair treatment of black soldiers who had served in America's military during World War I. Madam C.J. Walker was an ambassador of sorts, a spokesperson for all black-skinned people, a revolutionary, visionary, missionary force. It should therefore be quite obvious that Madam Walker's passing on May 25, 1919, was a tremendous loss to the black race. At that time, Madam had recruited over 25,000 black women from the United States, Central America, and the Caribbean as door-to-door beauty culturists and was well on her way to Africa. Her net worth was over $1 million, making her the first female, regardless of color, to become a self-made millionaire. She is one of the most successful black entrepreneurs of all time and one of the first to utilize the method known today as direct sales marketing to distribute her products. She had also...
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have with me two of my amazing colleagues on this show, on the broadcast. We're talking about Michael Hopkins from Vet Talk Radio Show. You guys know him. And my co-host with the most, Miss Nicole Marie. Good morning, guys. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes. And good morning to everybody.
Awesome. Okay. Wonderful. We're all ripe and ready. Now, listen, I want to first, this is for you guys out there and all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, everybody who's listening from all the different corners of literally planet Earth and out into to the universe out there. I want to kind of do something that we've never talked about on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Okay, guys, now you know this, and you sharp ear fans, listeners out there, you guys know that, you know, we're a breakfast show. We are on from 6 in the morning till 9 Eastern, Monday through Friday. That's 5 to 8 Central. You guys know that. Right here through Blog Talk, and we're heard through Upscale Magazine Radio as well. And we're shouting out fans everywhere. But, I've never figured out what our breakfast and morning habits or morning routines are. And so we're starting with our amazing co-host on the show to find out some of the things that they do in the morning. Like, let me lead off with this, okay? And then we'll see what happens with what you guys do. Okay, first of all, here's my morning routine where it pertains to coffee or tea, literally. And so I have to say, part of what I created in the Hair Radio Morning Show was literally to make sure that we are a breakfast show, that we are doing the broadcast. We are on in the mornings while folks are, you know, scrambling the eggs for the family and, you know, finishing their showers. And, you know, they're listening to what we're talking about right here on the broadcast on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And so for me, the first thing I do, okay, I'm going to ask you guys this. This is, how much do you know about your co-host, Carrie Hines? Who can guess what time my alarm clock goes off each weekday morning that we're doing the Hair Radio Morning Show? You guys know we're on the air at 6.
4 o'clock.
Oh, my. Oh, well, we've got to see. Is that right?
I think it's more like 3
back.
O'clock.
No, Nicole Marie is right. I'm up at 3 on occasion, in the morning, that is. But 4 o'clock, my alarm clock goes off. Usually I do wake up, so you're both kind of right, because I usually wake up prior to that. But, yeah, 4 o'clock, the alarm goes off. And the first thing I do is make sure my coffee pot is on. I'm got to do this. And so I don't have a traditional coffee pot anymore. And I'll tell you, I was so upset because my sister in Philadelphia gave me a coffee pot as a gift several years back. And you guys know she's in Philadelphia, one of my sisters. She's in Philadelphia. I'm living in New York, in Brooklyn. And so I got into one of those kind of Uber-ish type cars. The gentleman picked me up to drive me to back to the train station. And I left her brand new coffee pot that she gave me, coffee maker, in. It was all in a box and beautiful, you know. In the back. Something told me, do not sit it in the back seat of the car. I sat it in the back seat, and I got in the front seat. And the gentleman, who I didn't know, you know, was a driver and drove me to the station and jumped out of the car. And the moment I jumped out, I remembered. And so I tried to reach the driver back, and of course, I had to leave town. And so I told him, you picked me up at my sister's house. Why don't you just go back and drop the coffee pot off there? So he went back I think he ended up having a little crush on my sister. That turned into something, I guess, or whatever. I never saw the coffee pot again. Never.
Oh, wow.
that was a good 5 years ago. And I've never, ever replaced the coffee pot. So what I usually do, this is my coffee routine in the morning. I have what's called like a instant. I love brewed coffee, do not get me wrong. Who in the world, you can't be a coffee drinker and not like your coffee freshly brewed, okay? But I do. I love freshly brewed coffee. So I'm a serious coffee drinker. So I have to have an instant cup as soon as I get up just to kind of wake me up a little bit. And I usually do about 1 or 2 cups before I even – you know, go out to walk my dog. And then once I do that, then I come back in and then I'll go down to the store. You guys know I'm in New York City, so I can easily walk to the store and get, a freshly brewed cup of coffee. But my coffee routine is, to make an instant cup of coffee. And I really, really do. And I'll tell you, when it comes to coffee, now I'm raising my hand, but how about you guys? Are you here for this? Are you decaf folks or are you caffeinated folks? I'm raising my hand in the bucket of the caffeinated. I like caffeine in my coffee. So I don't want instant coffee. Decaf. If I want decaf, I'll drink tea. Well, not even tea is decaffeinated. I would just drink water. I haven't figured out the decaf, folks, yet. So I'm having my instant cup of caffeinated coffee, and I have a certain brand that I like, and I don't know about you guys. I can pretty much drink any kind of instant coffee. Here in New York, Cafe Bustelo is pretty popular, especially with the Latino folks, which we shout them out here. As well as Maxwell House, I think Sanka is decaf. I'm not sure, but I could do that too. But my number one favorite, and I love like I said, Maxwell House, you know, but I think my number one favorite is It is the one that it's not Maxwell House. It's the most flavorful. It is the most flavorful in the morning. Oh my goodness. And it's not, what in the world, it's Taster's Choice. I had to think of it for a second. Taster's
Choice.
Wow,
man, they've been around for a long time.
Okay, Michael.
Yeah.
I was just about to say, guys, that, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I get a little bit, you know, forming my coffee choice was a little bit scary for me because I associate it with being a kid and looking at these commercials. You don't see these commercials anymore. They used to have, like, Dr. Welby was on the Senka commercial, the lady who plays the evil witch, Margaret Hamilton, was on the Maxwell House commercial. That lady, Mrs. Olson, was on the Folgers commercial.
Wow. Yeah, I remember all of those commercials.
Well, of course you do, Michael Hopkins. So,
oh, yeah.
See, this is how I made my coffee choices. So when I have coffee in the morning, it's now nostalgic for me. And I'm sure for many others, too. It's nostalgic. So will I replace my coffee pot? I'll keep you posted. Will I switch from my instant to my percolated? Well, I'll also let you know. But that is my morning coffee routine.
Great, great, great.
Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, over to you guys. What about you? Let's ask Michael H., what about you? What's your morning coffee routine? And is it as elaborate as that story?
Wow, yeah, yours has gotten mine beat. But yours got mine beat. But, you know, to be kind of honest with you guys, you know, I'm actually not a coffee drinker.
Oh, no, you know what?
Yeah.
You got to turn in your Hair Radio Morning Show card. You did not just say you're not a morning coffee. Well, what? Are you a tea drinker?
Oh, in the mornings, believe it or not, my ritual is this, Carrie and Nicole Marie. I exercise in the mornings. That's my,
what? We're just going to cut Michael's mic off.
Oh boy, am I in trouble.
What are you talking about? No coffee and you use the E word? Oh my.
Oh yeah, when I get up in the morning, yeah, that's just part of my ritual now.
Wow.
I basically get up in the morning, kind of wake myself up, and before I know it, I'm outside walking the neighborhood. And what I do is one of the things that I find that works for me, I have to have a piece of fruit while I'm walking along.
Mm.
It could be an apple. Okay. It could be a peach, pear, grapes, banana. It doesn't matter what it is. As long as it's a piece of fruit, as long as I have a piece of fruit, I'm good. I walk around the neighborhood.
How do you wake up each day? That walk wakes you up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, it does. Because, see, what I do when I walk, it gives me a chance to think about things. Like, what am I going to do during the day? Do I have appointments? It stimulates me, and it stimulates my mind to think about things. A lot of times, Carrie and Nicole, I actually take a notepad with me. And as I'm walking along, if I come up with an idea, I write the idea down. It's just a habit I've developed.
What is the first beverage that you do in the morning?
Oh, the first beverage that I do in the morning is either water or some kind of non-sugary juice that I always make, lemonade, a lemon flavored or fruit flavored. It's always,
really?
I never really do a lot of deviating from those two flavors.
Well, what about a hot beverage? No hot beverages in the morning? And by the way,
nope.
I'm not a cold coffee man. Let me just say that. But no.
Yeah,
hot
I never
coffee.
Figured that one out either.
Yeah,
cold
so
coffee.
No, okay, you don't. You're not a coffee man. So what about teas? Michael's not sitting there sipping on chai tea in the morning.
Oh no, no, it's very rare.
I'm trying to
no chai.
That.
Yeah, no, it's very, very rare that I drink anything hot in the morning, even if it's cold outside. I still
wow.
take a. I'll be bundled up, but I got that piece of fruit.
Now what about the Mrs. Michael? How's Mrs. Hopkins? Is she a coffee or tea drinker?
Oh
is
yes, Lord,
club?
Yes, yes, yes. Thousand times
oh,
yes.
At least somebody
she has to have her
coffee. Okay, yay! How
oh yeah,
that?
Yeah. She
well,
has to have her coffee.
Morning. Awesome.
If she
it.
Doesn't have her coffee, Carrie and Nicole, oh, I mean, it's,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Yeah, we love
started,
our routine.
Huh?
Wow.
Yeah, she's been so used to it over the years. She has to have her coffee.
Wow.
But for me, I have to have a walk. Have
well,
to take
listen,
a take
you
a walk.
Walk and a
that's
piece of fruit.
Actually a good thing. What were you saying, Nicole Marie?
I said a walk and a piece of fruit.
Walk and a piece
oh,
of fruit.
Oh yeah, got to
wow.
have those two things.
Now see, those things are great for me, but they won't do the trick at all. I'll still be like, "Where's my coffee?" I gotta have and by the time I walk the dog, I still have to have another full cup of coffee. So I got to go out and get a brewed coffee. Because, see, to me, there's no real comparison to that. No matter how many instants I drink, it's nothing like a fresh brewed cup. So now, okay, Michael Hopkins, what a great coffee story. That doesn't even include coffee.
Oh,
so really
yeah.
Good.
I mean, I wish I could, and I know. When I was in the military, we would do a lot of that stuff. But I just got to a point that this is it's relaxing to me to get out and walk for about, maybe 15 minutes to a half an hour.
Wow.
It's just so relaxing, especially early in the morning. And there's nobody outside, basically. The most excitement I have is I might see a dog or two or a cat.
Yeah.
And we got plenty of them in the neighborhood. I mean, I
wow.
think they got, like, condos or something around here, or they got 3 or 4-bedroom houses, because in our neighborhood, that's all you see is a bunch of cats.
Well, listen, the cats are having their coffee, too. So that's what
this
they're
is
doing.
True.
They, and they have their morning routine. Nicole Marie, we've got to turn to you. What I don't know, what have you been hearing, and what are your thoughts on what you've heard, and what's your routine?
Well, like Michael, and hold on to your seat, Carrie. Like Michael, I am not a coffee drinker myself.
Oh, I'm
so
outnumbered here, folks. I am
so
outnumbered.
Yes. So it's interesting to hear your coffee story and how you say, you know, I have to have my coffee and then I get a second cup and so forth.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a coffee drinker. My husband is not a coffee drinker.
What?
We do have it in
the. Oh,
do,
no, I'm not coming
no.
to visit. I scratch you guys off my visitation list.
Now, we do have it in the house for when people come to visit and people that are coffee drinkers. We do have a coffee pot. And like I said, we do have coffee in the cabinet, but we do not drink
it. Okay. Okay, I'll still visit. Okay, you've redeemed yourselves. So. So
for
is
myself,
the coffee routine? Yeah, what do you do in the morning?
For myself, I drink tea or I drink hot chocolate.
Now,
so
what
for
kind
the tea,
of tea is it? Yeah, is it
the tea,
regular?
I either
Lipton?
Drink. Well, I have a particular brand that I like. It's a lemon ginger tea, and the brand is Bigelow. I really like that.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I
Bigelow,
also,
yeah. They used to have commercials
like,
on. Yeah.
Yes, yes. I also drink black tea as well. So there's not just one tea I have to have all the time. I have several that I like. Also drink chamomile tea. It just depends on the mood I'm in and what I want for that particular day.
That would just put me right back to sleep.
Really? It's relaxing for me and soothing for me. And
oh,
like I said, if
no.
I don't drink tea, then I drink hot chocolate.
Well, see, I can dig it with the hot chocolate, but I can't do the hot chocolate first thing in the morning. That's more like in the afternoon or evening. But especially
okay.
here in New York City when it's freezing cold, I love hot chocolate. But
right.
not as my
so
first
I.
beverage of the morning. I'm just blown away. Like, I could never drink a relaxing tea to wake up. It's just not going to do it for me. And
oh, wow.
I'm not a taste. I don't. I'm not a tea drinker per se. I will
uh-huh.
keep tea bags here, like you said, for guests and stuff like that. But what's really funny is that I bought some. Well, actually, somebody gave me boxes of tea. Those teas set up in my cabinet for eons. through decades, the same boxes of tea were up in the cabinet. The only tea that I kind of like, and this is really good, true, in the winter is Tetley tea. So I've heard of
okay.
Bigelow. They have commercials on for Bigelow tea even now. Bigelow is big. Bigelow is big. There you go. I see the commercials. They have the baseball guy that was on
right.
doing the Bigelow commercials. See, I know your tea, even though I don't drink it. I love Tetley's. I'm not a big fan. I could drink Lipton tea, but I prefer Tetley if I'm going to drink tea. I don't mind once in a while in the evening and it's freezing cold and put some fresh lemon in there. I'm in heaven
right,
with
right,
that.
Yes.
But
I like
not
Lipton
as my
well.
Wake-up drink. Yeah. Well,
okay.
Lipton, I could drink Lipton, but there's a difference to me between Lipton and Tetley. Lipton, I love Lipton, but to me, some of the bags taste like, sweeter. They just have different, you can get, a mixed bag of flavor. Where
right.
Tetley seems to be like almost a Swedish kind of tea, almost like they've added something. I love the taste of Tetley. And so I'll drink that on occasion. But again, not my morning routine. Not my morning routine. But that's interesting that you are not really and neither of you really do that. That is just,
no.
Wow. I'm blown away.
And I don't just have it do it, in the morning. Sometimes I drink it all throughout the day.
Tea, all that. Oh,
yes.
Wow. That's why you're so calm. See, I am. And now you see where I get all that energy from on the show.
Well, Carrie, look, I have three kids that I'm running here and there, hey, I have to stay calm. I have to,
that's
relax.
True. So,
I drink my tea and cool out.
Wow, because I'd be going crazy with three kids and full of caffeine. Get over there. You sit down here. Wow. Well, listen, we'd love to hear from all of you guys. Today it was all about our early morning routines. The first beverage of the day. And you can hashtag that at hairradio.com. Let us know what you think. For the members, we'd love to know your thoughts. And hopefully we'll get a chance to get you guys on to share your routine, your first beverage of the day with Hair Radio. So listen, great job, guys. I'm impressed. I'm impressed. Next time, we're going to cover what's your favorite breakfast food that you must have each day. So that is something you're going to want to not miss. So thank you, Nicole Marie, my amazing co-star and co-host of the Hair Radio Morning Show, Michael Hopkins, host of the Vet Talk Radio Show, and do a double duty with the Hair Radio Morning Show as well. All right, guys, we'll see you back here. Thank you so much, Upscale Magazine Radio, and all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll see you back here next time.
Baby, let me explain to you, I'm saying.
What you saying?
It's not even like that.
It wasn't like that, but I saw you.
Baby, I don't love her.
You don't love me? You know what? I don't even want to talk.
She don't mean nothing to me.
I don't
want
to see your face.
She was just telling me.
I just
want
to see you walking through that
baby,
door. There ain't nothing else to
why
say.
Why we gotta do it like this? Baby. Damn.
Come home late. It seems you barely beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder. Thinking you gon' get you some. Smelling like some fragrance that I don't even wear. So if you want some loving, I suggest you go back there. Where you came from. Day to day with you is always something else. Working my nerve. God knows that I don't deserve what you put me through. Cause I've been so true to you. For you to come at me with another
Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us today for the very first time on our airways, Glenn Coco. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to the broadcast.
Hello and good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's nice to talk to you.
people like, and I just want to say, first of all, what took you so long? No, I'm just kidding. No, we're happy to have you. Now, I want to talk about your legendary career and what's new for you going on these days as well. So can you tell us a little bit, because I read some things and I said, well, let me just go straight to Mr. Glenn Coco. So tell us a little bit, some of your highlights that you can share with us this morning.
Yeah, I mean, I've been blessed to have such an amazing career and work with such talented individuals. It sort of unfolded by accident. I started hairstyling because of the recession in 2008 and kind of fell into this industry, but I knew once I started, I always wanted to work with celebrities. I saw the hair on TV and in magazines, and it was always a goal of mine. So I've, you know, moved to Los Angeles and pursued it and have been blessed to have makeup artists and stylists and other celebrities refer me to clients. So that's why my roster is, you know, what it is today, and I'm super blessed and grateful.
Absolutely. Now, I have to just, you know, can you, you know, tell us a few, drop a couple of names? You know, we have to live vicariously on the show, Glenn.
I always have to list them. I always have to list them by most recently so that I can remember. But Sydney Sweeney, who's on Euphoria, has been a client of mine as of most recently. Kourtney Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, Megan Fox, Rita Ora, Shay Mitchell. I mean, I've been doing this for quite some time now. Hair for 10 years and celebrities for about 4 or 5. So the list has gotten long, but those are my most recent.
What a list. And that's a mega list. It just reminds me, I always used to chat with this fellow out on the West Coast as well, who always work with celebrities like yourself, just the biggest of the biggest. And I've always wanted to know, what that, you know, must feel like and all of that. But, you know, this is quite an honor for us to have you on the broadcast. So what do you say to all these wonderful stylists who would like to be celebrity stylists? I get this all the time on the show. This is really what the goal is out there, in case you didn't know. Really. So what do you say to these stylists?
It's the same thing I really wanted when I first started in this industry, and it's, you know, to be working with the rich and famous. And I think the biggest tip that I can really tell people is continuing education. I think it's one of the most important things you can do for your career. I think cosmetology school is such a small part of the grand scheme of knowledge that you really need to know. So making sure that you're investing all of the money that you're making, because as a stylist, I feel like you make money very quickly, and it's very easy to get enthralled in the lifestyle. But it's important to take that money and really put it towards continuing education to make sure that your skill set is what it needs to be. I remember when I first moved to LA and people would refer me to celebrity clients, it was, you know, I thought I was prepared, and then I got thrown into it and I didn't have extensions in my kit and I didn't have certain products in my kit that were essential. And I remember this one makeup artist telling me, like, I'm never referring you to anyone again because you're not prepared to do this. You're not that good. And so that whole year, I really focused on my craft. I focused on the products that were in my kit. And I focused on getting, you know, a well-rounded kit full of extensions and wigs. And I think that's really what made me the hairstylist I am today, is really, you know, starting soon and realizing that I had more to learn.
Well, I love that, but that did not stop you. I think I probably would have never gone on.
But it was definitely a scary moment, but it prepared me for the reality.
Yes. Well, listen, it sounds like you've done just fine. And what I love, and yes, and I can hear you have such a passion and a calm tone. So that must help out quite a bit in the frenzy of the styling community out there working with the big celebrities. Well, listen, I want to know, go right ahead. Please respond.
Well, I was just going to mention that passion is what drives almost every industry. I think to be the top of the top, you really have to be passionate about what you do. There's no difference when it comes to celebrity styling. It's not really about the world that you're in. It's about the craft, and it's about being a service professional. It's about making people feel their best. And I think as long as you remember that and you focus on, you know, your craft, and not the glamorous life that it is, you'll do really well.
Listen, what more can we say on that? But I do have to ask you, so what's the big project that you're working on now or something that you're looking forward to, Glenn?
Well, I have a lot I'm looking forward to. I'm a brand ambassador for Augustina Spotter, which has been such an amazing experience having, you know, a well-rounded, you know, set of products to really recommend to my clients for solutions is something that, you know, I've never really had up until now. And as a celebrity hairstylist, you encounter so many different hair types, so many people with breakage and damage. And
exactly.
There is just, for me, there's never been one hair care line that really tackles it all. And I feel like working with them, I finally have something to recommend as a solution. But as far as upcoming projects, I mean, there's so much on the plate. Even in the next 2 months, I have, you know, a trip to Venice Film Festival, and I'm shooting a commercial in Morocco. So I'm constantly on the go.
Absolutely. Well, I love what you just said also. Folks think, you know, because you have a lot, well, let's just say they think celebrities may not experience a lot of the damage that, you know, folks, you know, clients encounter just who are not celebrities. In other words, so this is something that's really big that you're able to, you know, provide the celebrities the same type of, you know, maybe even more focused, so to speak, but just to know that they go through a lot of the same things that the folks who are listening to the show who are not celebrities deal with, especially when it comes to damage and things like that. So outstanding.
Yeah,
and
I think it's such a regular problem. I mean, all around the world, globally, hair is such a big issue. And I think focusing on products that really help with hair growth and help with the nourishment of hair are so important. And Augustinus has really created a line that really tackles everything. You have the shampoo that's such a great cleanser and really removes all sorts of buildup so that your hair can grow really well in an optimal environment. We actually did an amazing microscopic test where we looked at the
really?
Scalp before and after the shampoo and conditioner, and it was remarkable to see the difference between what the scalp looked like before and after. And all the buildup was removed. There was so much shine on the actual hair follicle itself. And so knowing that products work like that is just so gratifying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I love that you're an ambassador, brand ambassador. We want you to come back and then and bring the whole line with you. We'd love to just talk about all of that right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I want to take a moment just to say thank you, my goodness, for just jumping on a quick call with us. We're going to share this across our platform. Okay.
It's been a pleasure. And anytime you want me to talk, I'm here for you.
Well, I would love that. And please, we always ask, is there anyone that you want to shout out to, any team members, any family members, anything like that this morning?
I'll say hi to Mom in York, Pennsylvania. Hi, Mom. I love
oh,
you.
Oh, okay. A fellow Pennsylvanian. Okay. I'm from Philly. Okay. How awesome. All right. I love that. All right. Well, listen, Glenn, thank you. Glenn Coco, thank you so much. Thank you for being a guest on the
thank
Hair Radio
so
Morning
Show.
We're going to continue to follow your career out there in the world
yep.
of celebrity hairstyling. All right. Thanks so much for being with us.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Yes, it is. It's Friday morning, December 2nd, 2022. So the date, for those of you who are into numerology, is 12-02-02-22. So something like that. Figure that out. Nicole Marie, down in Water Valley, Mississippi. Hey, it's Friday morning, and we're in the last quarter hour of our Spotlight Hour. Michael Hopkins is with us. Yes, Michael Hopkins out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, Nicole Marie out of Water Valley,
ooh,
Mississippi,
yeah.
And I'm up here in BK in Brooklyn, New York. So, guys, it has been, that was our coffee talk you guys just heard out there that we did not all that long ago. I love the coffee talk, Cliff.
Yes,
it was,
I love
so
it.
Oh,
well.
Yes.
Yes, fun stuff.
Yeah, it's Friday. We don't want, today we're
yeah.
just, you know, kind of taking in the day. It's been a week. You know, and like everybody out there, it's challenging. You know, being an entrepreneur is all about working hard and, you know, having ups
exactly.
and downs and, you know, but you hang in there. Hold on
Never
for dear
up.
Life.
Keep pushing.
Never
yes.
give up.
Yes,
and
keep rocking
what,
and rolling.
Exactly, and that's why when I created the Carapy brand, and we are going to get back to our Carapy week. So I think next week we are definitely doing Carapy Week. I'm so excited to be telling
oh,
everybody
wonderful.
About our beautiful Carapy product. Yeah, I have to just remind everybody,
oh, yeah.
we have an entire hair care company. I run it, Kerry Hines Hair Care. Let me officially make sure that this is clear because you rarely hear me mention it. But yes, I own Kerry Hines Hair Care, which is a company that produces hair care products and talks of education and information for the general public as well as professionals. So we do events. Everything is focused under there. So we even have our own website at kerryhineshaircare.com. If you go there, it'll take you to the Carapy site. So all B is the same. TAF, which is our Traction Alopecia Foundation, and it's all interrelated. So you have Kerry Hines Hair Care. You have Carapy, which is K-E-R-R-A-P-Y. That's the name of our brand for our beautiful hair care products, as well as TAF, which is our foundation. It's a foundation that I created to address the needs of hair and beauty information and education. And so
yes.
our product, I wanted to be clear, Carapy is all about stimulation of the scalp. We're talking about hair growth. So that's
nice.
What this is. And also, so if you're talking about hair growth, of course, the flip side of that is hair loss. And so many folks are dealing with millions, literally. Are dealing with the effects of hair loss. And it affects us in many different levels and on different levels. You've heard from folks right here on our broadcast. And so we have designed a product. It's not a secret. It's not a secret of what grows hair and how your hair grows. And so when we designed this Carapy product, and I had to really put on, consult with a lot of folks on this. This is not something that I just threw in a bottle and said, here you go. You know, this is not. It's something that has been time-tested and addressed. And research. We call it R&D, research and development. So we put it through our phases. And our fans and customers love Carapy. Love Carapy.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I raise my hand. Yeah. Our shampoo and conditioner, and it still amazes me because folks think that the shampoo and conditioner, it is, of course, designed for everybody, female
right, the whole
and male. The whole family. The whole family. It is great. And so it's a moisturizing shampoo. So please understand that. It's a moisturizing shampoo, which I find to be the best and most effective type of shampoo for curly textures, which is what African Americans are usually it's our number one hair texture. It's curly. That's what we're known for.
Yeah.
And we're along that scale of the curly hair textures. We're on that end. My only problem with that scale, with the 1A and up to like the 4C or what have you, that they have so much the straight hair as, you know, 1A or what have you. You understand?
Right.
And then the most tightly coiled, you know, the most tightly wound coiled hair is all the way at the total other end of the scale. It's still, to me, implies a little bit of, you know, I don't feel a million percent at ease. So I'm going to release my own curly texture chart.
Wonderful, Carrie.
Of course. I'm
looking
Carrie.
Looking forward to that.
No,
oh,
yes,
yeah.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. And because I don't see one. Not
right.
That there may not be
right.
One out there, folks. But I'll be releasing my own.
Oh, that
so
sounds like a plan. Sounds like an
Thank
excellent
you.
Plan.
Thank you. You know, and that's the thing. If things are not the way we want them to be, we have the power to change it.
Exactly.
Right.
And
I
if
don't
anybody's
even
do
have
that,
that on my chart.
Be Carrie Hines.
Yeah, how
you
about that, Nicole Marie? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Change it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to work.
Thank
and
you.
I already know it's going to have something foolish called excellence behind it.
Thank
exactly.
you. I appreciate that. And that's what this is all about. And it'll be my chart that's put forth that we will be able to use industry-wide in our
right.
community. And, you know, so... That's kind of the focus. So that'll be one of the big things that TAF undertakes right away, which is the Traction
right.
Alopecia Foundation will be the TAF chart. So I'm real excited about it.
Looking forward.
Okay, so
very exciting.
Now, with that in mind, let me just say, the Carathy brand, of course, is made for professionals, as well as the general consumers, the general public. Now, here's how it works. For the hair industry professionals, of course, we call it back-to-back bar, which means the product that you have in your shop as salon owners and hairstylists, where you grab the shampoo and conditioner. Now, you don't usually
right.
grab a little retail bottle that you would expect to sell to, say, a client in your chair. You're grabbing that big old gallon size that I offer. I offer huge, gigantic sizes for the for the professionals. I'm looking at it now here in our I have like a showroom display right here in our office and studio. So it's real nice. And so huge bottle for the back bar, for your shampoo, for the Carathy shampoo and conditioner. Then we have the smaller retail sizes, which are just like everybody else, 8-ounce size bottles of the Carathy shampoo and conditioner. And our logo, you see, is a coffee cup because we use that to kind of as a little logo because we infuse our shampoos with our wonderful, lightly, gently infused caffeine. To stimulate the scalp. Some people use peppermint. Some people use other things. You always see that in shampoos. That's why it's for scalp stimulation. That's what grows the hair. And so I'm real excited about that. And then with our amazing essential oils, they add the nutrients that will just, you know, my hair is absolutely beautiful. So I'm, you know, you guys haven't seen it in a while, but you'll be seeing it real soon.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I'm my own. I use my own hair products. I use Carathy. Carathy.com.
Oh yeah, pretty much.
And so yeah. Well, because on my pictures, I think
right.
it's going to shock a lot of people to see I have hair on my head now. because I think on many of my pictures, I think it's very close. So
right.
there you go. Yeah.
Product of the product.
Yeah. Well, this is what it's
has
all about.
Be.
So
oh, yeah,
the distributors, Yes, we have, if you're interested, I tell folks, if you're looking for a job, start your own therapy business, literally. It can change your community because the monies that you earn are typically spent back in our community. So it's a great way to support, not to mention, you're going to build up your area. So why not support? Do a two-for-one. Support your fellow entrepreneurs as well as your own community.
Exactly.
That's the way to do it. And so our distributors, I'm so honored to welcome two incredible distributors on the line that you had a chance to to talk to all day today. You heard from Michael Hopkins, of course, and Nicole Marie. So next week, we will be, you guys will be on with me as we do our distribution talk. And that'll be a whole new broadcast right here. We're going to do nothing but talk distribution each week.
Great.
So
next week,
Therapy Week.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, it's time. It's time. So I just want to say thank you. It's been an incredible week of broadcast.
It has.
And,
it has. It's been a very exciting week with lots of interesting guests and topics, and it's been wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful.
Yes.
And thank you to all of our fans for tuning in and listening.
Absolutely.
We greatly appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And to Vet Talk. Michael, you'll be back on Tuesday with a brand new episode of Vet Talk Radio. And
so true.
Remember, right? And to our wonderful upscalemagazineradio.com folks, definitely this is a good time to get over to, you know, continue with the broadcast. We're going to continue with some of our classic shows and other things right there. You'll be able to listen to today's show playback over there as well. So here's
great.
Our new outro, everybody.
Awesome.
With Ophelia. Ophelia does the talking here. So we'll talk to you. We'll see you back here on Tuesday. So everybody, make it a great Friday we just did. And it's been a joy to have you with us. We'll see you back here on Tuesday again for the next live edition at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm Kerry Hines with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. Here's Ophelia.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Kerry Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible, and we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors. Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Divine Energy Luxury Candles, Carapy.com, Salon TV Network, The How to Get Rich in the Hair Business Book by show host Kerry Hines, celebrating over 10 years in release. Get an updated version today on Amazon. Be a guest on air or join the Hair Radio Morning Show for a panel discussion that's all about hair, beauty, and community, and be heard next door and all over America and these exciting places, the Caribbean, Canada, Europe, South America, Australia, Asia, and across the incredible continent of Africa. We are also grateful to our entire advertising family. Find out how you can introduce your products and services to the Hair Radio Morning Show fans who are actually interested in what you're offering. Don't forget that we have a quick and free way to stay connected to your favorite on-air host or program guest. It's our own Hair Radio online community where you can friend and follow others, join your favorite group's own page, all at our website at hairradio.com. Click on the members tab. We're thrilled to have the best on-air hosting team in broadcast and internet radio. It's headed by program creator Kerry Hines with great co-hosts Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. Be a guest on air or join the Hair Radio Morning Show for a panel discussion that's all about hair, beauty, and community. You can connect with listeners who are next door and all over the world. The Hair Radio Morning Show airs on Blog Talk weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. Central. Stay tuned. We thank our entire advertising family for making this program possible. Don't forget that